It's kind of nice when Jesus himself gives the homily. He just explained it, so what am I to do? We've heard it before. It's beautiful imagery. The thorns, the rocks, the hard ground, etc. Our job is to identify in our lives daily as best we can, without excessive preoccupation, of course, but to look at those, the lure of riches, the anxieties, the things that get in the way from our allowing our hearts to be fruitful. And we know them, and our job is, again, to identify them and to give them to Jesus, say, clear off these rocks, take away these thorns, take away my desire for the lure of riches, Jesus, enter into my anxiety, etc., etc. For the heart to be fruitful, just like the soil, needs to be worked. Air needs to get into the ground. So even if there's now these wonderful procedures, no till, they don't till like we used to because it erodes. In any event, they drive deep shanks into the ground to get air into the soil, because without that air, things will not grow. In parts of the world, in the east, in the valley, they still till. They have to work it. It takes a lot of energy. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Our job is to allow him. So when the tilling is going on in our hearts, it hurts. Things in life don't feel good. These anxieties arrive. Our job is not to flee from them, not to fill up our hearts with other little pleasures as though to smother and to ignore what's going on, but to say, Holy Spirit, you are at work. I trust in you. You are permitting this. He doesn't will our harm, but he permits things to happen to us. And we live in a world that throws a lot at us anyway. God says, I'm with you. I'm with you. And we say, I accept this, Lord. Be with me in this, and we will get through this. The other images of roots, they tell me, some of you are gardeners, I'm sure you can probably correct me after this, but at times, a little bit of dryness, a little bit of drought is not bad. I'm told that roots then go looking. They start to go deep, looking for water. So temporary periods of dryness for plants and for us are not bad. If we, again, call upon the Spirit, say, I know it's, my heart is dry right now. I'm not receiving a lot, Jesus. I'm not feeling you. But yet I trust you. You are with me whether I feel you or not. Then the roots, the seed of his love, grow deeper and deeper. And then when hard drought comes, we can withstand even more. They say Mother Teresa had 40 years of dryness in prayer. Imagine that. Without really feeling God's love, but she kept making acts of faith. Jesus, I don't feel you, but I trust in you. And she loved like crazy every day. And therefore, I got through it. And apparently it made her a saint. So to us. So we allow the Lord. Holy Spirit, you are the tiller of hearts. When you're tilling our hearts, may we allow you and trust in you. And when some dryness comes, may we know that you are with us in it. And soon the rains will come. Come, Holy Spirit, till our hearts so that we can absorb the love of Jesus and share it with the world.